The U.S. Supreme Court's strongly worded ruling striking down the Defense of Marriage Act allows an entire new group of immigrants to submit applications for green cards. Legally married gay couples in which one of the partners is a U.S. citizen and the other isn't will now be allowed to apply for green cards and receive all the benefits of immigration that non-citizen spouses of Americans can receive. In fact, there is word today that a green card application from a married gay couple has been approved for the first time by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. For more on these immigration issues facing gay couples stemming from the DOMA case, we are joined live on the KCBS Newsline by immigration attorney Navid Dayzad, the former chair and currently the vice chair of the Subcommittee on LGBT Immigration Issues for the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Talk a little bit about what was happening and the issues that were affecting legally married gay couples in which one partner wasn't a citizen before the Supreme Court ruling when DOMA was in effect.
Yeah, in essence, the federal government was not recognizing legitimate marriages of gay and lesbian couples, and it had some very specific and clear impacts on these gay and lesbian couples, either forcing them to move outside of the United States just to be with each other, or keeping them separated across the Atlantic or Pacific.
So now that the Supreme Court ruled that DOMA was unconstitutional, how does that affect these couples?
There's really very far-reaching consequences. The biggest consequence, of course, is that gay and lesbian couples who do validly get married are able to apply for a green card. I spoke with the director of the Immigration Services the day before yesterday, and he did say that, in fact, they are embracing the ruling and going to act quickly to implement this law. And as you just said, the first approval came to one of our committee members just yesterday. Besides green cards, it also has opens the door for fiancé visas. In other realms, businesses no longer have to jump through extra hoops to have their foreign national employees be able to bring their gay or lesbian spouses to the United States. It helps the transgender community, provides eligibility for hardship waivers, and the list goes on.
Talk a little bit more about that first card, that green card that was approved. We understand that you're familiar with the attorney who handled the couple who received that approval.
Yes.
Okay, so can you tell us about that case?
Yes, it was, in my eyes, a run-of-the-mill green card application, the only difference being that it was for a same-sex couple rather than an opposite-sex couple. This specific case was submitted by some, very eager foreign national who applied back in February. As soon as the Supreme Court ruling came and the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration Services implemented the ruling, they were able to actually act on this case and application.
Mm-hmm. And we understand that there was another one in New York as well.
Yes, I do expect there will be a flood of these decisions coming out, and many more so in the coming months. You know, a lot of my clients have been quite nervous to file before the Supreme Court ruling came out because, you know, a lot of these couples are living in fear. They did not want to file an application if they're here undocumented and get themselves on the radar of the immigration services if the Supreme Court was not going to make the right decision.
Mm-hmm. So this doesn't exactly fix the entire problem, though, the Supreme Court decision, correct? There are still some guidelines that have to be followed. Not all gay married couples with one who's not a citizen can just automatically get a green card.
You're absolutely right. There are some barriers and definitely some uncharted waters. As a threshold matter, of course, there has to be a legitimate marriage, and that marriage has to happen in one of the states in the United States that does legally recognize gay and lesbian relationships, as we do have in California now. But besides that threshold issue, there are really some very unique issues and challenges for gay and lesbians who are doing this application.
Yeah, and one of them is that don't they have to be living together, and as part of the visa situations, don't the non-citizens have to go back to their home country every now and then?
That's a good question. just as with their straight counterparts, the immigration process is quite complex. Depending on their immigration history and various other factors, yes, they might have to go to their home country. But I have prepared and am filing for applications for those who don't even have to do that. There are, even with those, there are unique challenges. You know, there are unique challenges because we have to document that the marriage is legitimate, but because some gay and lesbian relationships, you know, the reality is they don't fit always in the cookie-cutter prototype that the Immigration Service is used to seeing.
Mm-hmm. But overall, I guess you would kind of summarize this as what, eliminating some of the uncertainty for these couples?
Absolutely. You know, couples I've seen for over 12 years have been living with so much uncertainty and anxiety over these discriminatory laws. And like you say, this sheds a lot of light on this issue.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. That is Naveed Dayzad, who is the former chair and currently the vice chair of the Subcommittee on LGBT Immigration Issues for the American Immigration Lawyers Association.